fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 13th of January. Preparative tip of the day is I want to encourage people to make sure that they have high-quality foot gear. Cheap boots will fail you. They will. You won't be able to get good quality boots at Walmart, by the way. Simply can't be done. If you're going out retail shopping, shop where the farmers and ranchers and the construction workers go to buy their foot gear. And that's where you're more likely to find high-quality foot gear. Personally, I like Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R. I believe they're some of the best boots that money can buy. This is Farmers Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Sam, I was visiting my daughter's family up in Washington State a couple of years ago, and Soros Money was paying for ads to have people vote in favor of a state proposal to have some anti-gun laws passed. And these television advertisements gave you the impression that a person could, a non-firearms license dealer, just the average person could get on the internet, purchase an AK-47 and an AR-15 and pay for it and have it delivered to their home. That was clearly conveyed in the advertising to give fear to people, encourage them to vote for this anti-gun legislation. And the entire advertisement, of course, was a complete lie, wasn't it?
Absolutely a complete lie. And who would care if it was true? The facts are these, that governments have killed in the last 100 years over 200 million of their own citizens. We don't have the Second Amendment, and we don't have an armed populace because we're afraid someone's going to break into our home. We have an armed populace to prevent genocide, because that's what governments do. Their level of control grows until it grows out of control. And then evil people get into power and they kill their political enemies. And they do it in mass. And that's why our founding fathers found it so critical that we have an armed populace. Even Ronald Reagan said, don't ever let them take your rifles. If they try, you must resist with force. Even Ronald Reagan knew that. I mean, you have to realize that gun control is not about crime and preventing violence. The reason we have violence in societies is something completely different than guns. It has to do with children being raised without fathers. It has to do with poverty. It has to do with a lot of things. What it doesn't have to do with is guns. Look at what London did. They banned guns, and then people started being stabbed with knives. London was losing more people from murder with knives than some of our most violent cities were with guns. And if you take the knives away, then it'll be Molotov cocktails and car bombs and baseball bats and cricket bats and clubs. I mean, evil is evil. Evil will find a way. The wonderful thing about the rifle or a handgun and someone who knows how to use it is they can stop evil in its tracks, including tyranny. But don't think the Second Amendment was ever purported to be about defending yourself against a burglar. Absolutely. What our founding fathers were worried about were government tyrants. That's why the Second Amendment exists. And you know what? Do we lose 7,000 to 8,000 people a year because of gun violence in this country? Yeah, we do. But that's better than losing 7 million a year to a tyrant.
Absolutely.
And that's just the way it works.
It is. We got our first caller on hold here. We got Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
John, I enjoy your show. I have two quick questions for the gun expert. What is his opinion on these revolvers such as the Smith Wesson Governor and the Taurus Judge that will shoot shot shells and 45 Long Colt, and I think the governor also shoots the 45 ACP. And I also wanted to ask a second question. What is his opinion of the, how does the 6.5-55 cartridge, the old Swedish cartridge, stack up in accuracy? I know there's, you know, these hot shot cartridges like the Creedmoor and that sort of thing that are super accurate. Does he have any experience with the old 6.5 X55, and how does it stack up in accuracy?
Okay. Let's take the first question. You're talking about the revolvers that shoot the 410 shotgun and the big 45. And every tool has a purpose. And so when I look at a tool or I get a question like that, I ask myself, what is the thing that this tool excels at? And let's talk about the characteristics of that gun. If you're shooting a 410 shotgun shell out of a handgun, or you're shooting the big 454, whatever, 45, whatever, you've got a tremendous amount of recoil. You've also got a lot of horsepower. You've got a lot of energy delivered to the target. So, for me, a guy that is maybe in bear country, maybe he's hunting elk or hunting mule deer, and there's grizzly bears around, maybe the pistol has an application in that sense, and he wants to take some grouse or something with a shot shell. He's certainly capable of doing that with a handgun. There's some uses for it. You know, we used to joke about those guns, about saying, well, if you really need a handgun to take out your ex-wife, you'd want to use a Judge because you can use a shot shell, pick up the wad, and nobody will know what hit her. You know, and now, keep in mind, that's a joke. Okay, and it's a sick joke by guys that hanging around a gun store and don't have anything better to do. But if you're talking about defensive work, I mean, what application are you envisioning the Judge in?
And I'm primarily talking about the I've looked at both of them, and I think the Smith Wesson Governor is just a better
yes.
revolver. It's just better.
Yes.
But what I have shot the Federal has a triple-aught buckshot which is there's four buckshot in each load. So if you have six shells in your revolver, and the governor holds six shells, I mean, theoretically, in my opinion, you got 24 pieces of metal flying around. But I have shot that federal triple-aught buckshot, and I was pretty impressed with it. I mean, those four buckshot, they stay together.
What
about it? The group, the buckshot stayed together, and so my purpose for the Smith Wesson revolver is the home defense. Also, if I'm out in the woods or something, a rattlesnake gun, and just something to, I like to go out and shoot a tin can with it now and then, just fool around with it.
Sure.
You know? I think that
gun outdoors, if you've got wild hogs in the area or you've got snakes in the area, I think it can be a really useful tool. Now, you and I might disagree on its usefulness in a home defense strategy, but we can talk about that if you like.
Yes, sir. I just want your opinion. I'm not. This is not a test or anything.
I think it's a good tool. Like I said, if you're outdoors and you're in wild hog or grizzly bear country, I think it could be a fantastic sidearm that might save your life. I think it could be really, really useful. Now, in a home defense situation, let's talk about different scenarios. So if you've got one guy breaking into your house, that's going to be a really effective tool with dealing with him. It's going to be hard to suppress, though. So unless you reach for your hearing protection before you shot the guy who just broke in, you're going to lose some hearing, and you're going to be deaf for at least 10 or 20 minutes after firing that thing indoors. That is a loud gun with a lot of muzzle blast. And the other thing where it's at a disadvantage might be if you have multiple people coming into your home, that is a very difficult pistol to fire quickly moving from target to target because of the recoil. You know, would I rather have an M4 suppressed for that scenario? I would, because I can shoot six different targets twice in under 5 seconds with that gun.
Okay.
But with your gun, it might, with that pistol, that big pistol and that heavy recoil, you might be slower going from target to target. So in a multiple threat scenario, I wouldn't favor it. In a single threat scenario, it would be awesome.
Okay. Okay, just getting your opinion, that's all.
Those are the things that come to my mind. Now, what your second question was, remind me.
The 6.5 X55 cartridge, which is the old Swedish, Scandinavian
Swedish
cartridge. Correct.
Yeah.
Have you experimented with it? How does it? What's your opinion?
Well, you have to understand that cartridge was designed to be run at a lower pressure, and I believe it uses a large rifle primer, and the accuracy potential is fantastic on the cartridge. I mean, that is a notoriously extremely accurate cartridge. Now, would I prefer a 260 Remington or a 260 improved on Lapua brass? I probably would, but you're only going to pick up 150 feet a second, you know, so it's the effective range distance might be 120 yards, and that's at the far end, you know, so I think it's a great cartridge. I think the trick will be this to get a modern twist rate so you can take advantage of some of these modern bullets.
Yes, sir. Well, on that, I don't reload, but I'm interested in learning how to reload, and I have picked up secondhand is it okay for me to say model? It's a Tika 6.5 55, so it's a modern action. So that I think that
wonderful.
So my understanding is once you start reloading on a modern action, you can put take that cartridge to a little bit higher pressure to more or less equal like a 260 Remington or or the Creedmoor or what have you. But now I'm just
I would like to learn how to reload. I think it'll outperform the Creedmoor. So
okay.
What you want to get for that gun is you want to get a Hornady lock and load single stage press. You want to get a Redding Type S full bushing die for sizing, and you want to get Lapua brass, and you want to get Federal 210 primers, and start with Reloader 16 and like a 130 grain ELD match bullet, and you will have tremendous success with that thing. I mean,
that's a fantastic
rifle.
And I will re-listen to the show and I'll write down all the ingredients you just gave me. So that right there was very, very helpful.
The other thing I would add to that is you would want a optimally a Forster micrometer seating die, competition seating die. Redding makes a matching die, but it's $50 more than the Forster, and the Forster is just as good. So I would get a Forster micrometer seating die, and you'll have the components that you need to really put together a great combination. You know, we have a lot of guys here at the Freedom Center. A lot of our members have 260s, 260 improves, 6.5 Creedmoors. They all shoot the 6.5 bullets, and we probably have 100 members with 6.5s. And you do see patterns. And the guys that are shooting factory guns with Hornady match ammo that they buy are shooting 8.5 to 15 inch groups at 1,000. The guys that are shooting hand loads that know what they're doing are shooting sub 5 inch groups at 1,000. And they're using ELD match bullets or ELD A tip bullets, and they're using the Reloaders, Alliant Reloader 16 or Reloaders 23 or Reloaders 26, depending on the bullet weight in the cartridge. But you do see patterns, and what really works is Lapua brass, a Night Force scope, a Hornady match bullet, and a Reloaders 16, 23, or 26 temperature insensitive powder.
Okay, great. I'm going to write these down when I re-listen to the show. And what is your opinion of the Tika bolt action rifles?
Well, Tika makes good rifles. We've had some guys with some Tikas in 6.5 Creedmoor, and with hand loads, they're shooting groups around 6 inches at 1,000. I mean, that's pretty good.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate your information, and John, I really enjoy your show. I try to listen to it often as I can.
Well, thank you, Wayne. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Wayne, have a good week. Wayne, take care.
That 260 Remington cartridge, which has been around for, what, more than half a century, just keeps popping up, doesn't it, sir?
Well, it smokes the 6.5 Creedmoor. You know, they came up with a 6.5 Creedmoor, and everybody's bragging about it. And a lot of people have taken the internet bait and all the marketing hype and gone to a 6.5 Creedmoor. But a 260 Remington will absolutely outperform it by a long way at long range.
That's amazing. And a cartridge was introduced, what, in the early 60s?
It's just a 308 case neck down to 6.5. That's all a 260 Remington is. And it works really well. And when you improve the case, it works really, really, really well.
Right. Well, and improving the case, what does that entail?
Well, generally what you do is you have a chamber that's a slightly larger dimension than the 260 in the body. So there's less taper in the body of the chamber, and there's a different shoulder angle, typically 40 degrees rather than 23 or 25 degrees. So when you fire the case for the first time, the standard 260 round, it expands the case to the larger chamber dimension, and you now have a piece of brass that will hold 5 grains more powder, and is what we call an improved case.
Uh-huh. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Open.
Here. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of January. I will be speaking in Orlando, Florida, Saturday, the 8th day of February. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis the 1st and 2nd of May. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. At Facebook page, Freedom Center USA has some interesting and fun graphics, doesn't it, Sam?
It sure does.
And is there some upcoming training listed there at the Facebook page that people can look at?
You know, we haven't put the training schedule up for this year. That's probably going to be next week. I was hoping to have it up this week, but the events of Rick's passing have delayed that just a few days.
Understood. You know, an unexpected death can certainly disrupt many, many things. Okay, well, we're looking forward to that. I know I attended your entry-level precision rifle class a few weeks ago, and it was a wake-up call for me. I learned so many things and learned what I didn't know. And for those of you who don't know, I've been I first learned to shoot rifles and clean rifles and handle them. We had a president who was a five-star general. General Eisenhower was our president back in the mid-1950s when I started shooting. And I went on to qualify expert in U.S. Army, become an NRA certified firearms instructor, including rifle. And I've been in some rifle competitions, not much, only to find out a few weeks ago, I didn't know how to hold a rifle. I didn't know how to clean a rifle. I didn't know how to properly shoot a rifle, quite frankly. But by the end of that, by mid-afternoon that first day, I was shooting a moving target at 600 yards. So your instruction there, Sam, was very excellent. I learned a lot. I know that I'll be spending a number of hours on my living room floor this winter doing dry fire training. And there's a lot to be said for the help that dry fire training can give a person, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's so many benefits to dry fire training. You know, a lot of people, they look at these world-class shooters, and they think that they're gifted, amazing individuals. And I think all humans are amazing in one way or another, but it really is a discipline. You're not born with it. And a world-class shooter will dry fire 50 times, 5-0, not 15, 50. So 50 times for every live round they shoot. And that's how disciplined these world-class shooters are. And Malcolm Cooper used to have an air rifle, a pump air rifle, laying next to his bed. And when he woke up in the morning, before he even took his head off his pillow, he reached over, grabbed his air rifle, and he pumped it up, and he aimed at the ceiling and broke a dry fire shot at the ceiling. He did that 50 times before he ever took his head off his pillow. Now, there's a guy that's won gold medals in the Olympics and won world championships at 300-meter offhand shooting and is far and away the best offhand shooter I've ever seen in my life. That was Malcolm Cooper, and I think we talked about him in one of the Masters moments. But that's how he maintained his skills, was to dry fire practice. And he would shoot 50 rounds in the morning and 50 rounds before he'd close his eyes and go to sleep at night. And so that's 100 rounds of dry fire practice 7 days a week. That's Malcolm Cooper. So, I mean, you can be as good as you want. The question is, are you willing to do the work?
Well, I've got an air rifle right next to my bed, just like Cooper, but I don't do 50 dry fires in the morning. I am doing sit-ups and push-ups. I've yet to find an air rifle that I could afford that had a decent trigger on it. I'm sure there's some out there. I know the Olympic quality air rifles do have good triggers on them, don't they?
Well, you don't want a good trigger on your dry fire air rifle. You want a trigger with lots of travel, lots of creep, a little bit higher poundage. That's how you learn to hold the sights on the target as you very gradually increase pressure and get a surprise break of the trigger. I mean, it literally trains you to pull the trigger straight back and to hold the sights where they need to be for an incredible length of time. You really don't want a jewel trigger or something on your dry fire gun.
Well, that's encouraging because I really never have liked the trigger on this Benjamin rifle. And, of course, as many millions of young men and young women, I had a Daisy Red Ryder as a boy, and they have horrible triggers, but maybe that horrible trigger helped me to make the marksman that I am.
I'm sure it did, because if you practice with a mediocre or poor trigger, shooting a really good trigger really well is easy.
Well, it certainly makes me appreciate a good trigger. And we have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of January. I'm now doing a two-hour television show every Monday with Doug Hagman, the Hagman Report. We record it from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mondays, and then Doug plays it later in the day. It's a lot of fun working with Doug. I've known Doug for quite a few years, and both of us being detectives gives us a lot of commonality, shall we say. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we have new images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. You can check out there. Just scroll down till you get to that section, and you'll see the new images that have been found by our listeners. It's a lot of fun. We're into the fourth year of this project. If you find an image of a continent with different coastlines, get that screen capture to me. You get the choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. Let's keep that moving forward. Starting the new year here, if you've got arthritis pain and you'd like to have a new year without arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, well, quite frankly, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep, and you can also. The energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. I just picked up a fresh batch from Tom Berryhill last night, and a bunch of them are going out today. You can place your order right there at my website for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad to go with it at thelibertyman.com. You can PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keeping in mind the following, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800 1-800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, it is Firearms Monday. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. Good morning, Sam. John, you brought a smile to my face today. I've got to make a comment before I ask Sam the question, if you don't mind. You're a little bit older than me, but when I was a boy, I bought a Sheridan Blue Streak walnut stock pellet rifle. I'm wondering if you got the Silver Streak or the Blue Streak, because those are not toys.
Well, they pump up and will be quite powerful with a number of pumps. They are very powerful.
Well, 8 pumps will go halfway through a 2x4. For a pellet rifle, that's pretty good.
Yes.
Anyway, Sam, the question I have for you is probably 40 years ago, I had the pleasure of shooting a Thompson Contender in 730 Waters. And I'm wondering if you can tell me something about the cartridge, whether or not you can get it in a full-size rifle, or is it something that basically reloaders play with?
You know, I haven't seen any in modern rifles in quite a number of years. Now, I haven't looked hard, but I haven't seen anything thumbing through the various calibers. I could probably take a quick peek at some of the large wholesalers and see if that, are you looking to buy something in a modern rifle?
Well, I would at this point, I'd be looking to buy something in either a modern or a vintage. It was such fun to shoot that handgun. John, have you ever shot a 730 Waters?
I have not, no.
What a kick in the pants, man. Okay. Yeah, I've looked and I can't find a rifle, Sam.
And you're looking for a pistol.
Can get one, and Thompson's got the Contender. Well, you can find those. But I'm looking for a rifle. And then if you could tell me something about, I know it's the same type of deal. You expand the casing and neck it down, I guess, to fit the Waters. What is the round that is reworked for that 730 Waters?
You know, I don't know what they're doing nowadays, you know, because it's hard to find the brass. You know, you'd have to find some really old brass that's already, you know, set up in that configuration. And I don't know what they're using these days. That would be something I'd have to research.
My brother-in-law was making his own. He said you couldn't buy it. He had to make it. And I want to say, and I'm probably wrong, it was like a 30-30, then they would expand it and neck it down, or I don't know how they did it, but it's a rifle round in a handgun was a blast. I'd like to know how accurate, if it's something, you know, worth using for accuracy at distance.
I'm reading here, gentlemen, that the 730 Waters is a 308 neck down, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a 308 neck down, you might be able to do something with a 7mm 08 die. You know, I'd have to look at the chamber specs. I'd have to kind of do a little bit of investigation. But I can do that if you want to call back next week, and I'll have a solid answer for you.
Okay, I'll try to do that then. I appreciate it.
And Winchester did manufacture a Model 94 lever action in that caliber, by the way, back in 1984.
Okay. All right, well, thank you both. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a couple of thoughts and just kind of see how Sam thinks on this, too. The gentleman that called in with the Tika, I've had a couple of Tikas, and they are extremely accurate guns. I really enjoyed them. The only drawback to the Tikka was the Tikka rings. They were the worst that I ever used in my life. I literally got rid of them, both of them, in a very short period of time, because I thought I just got bad ones when I got the first set on one rifle. And anyway, they were the worst rings I have ever had. And so I've tried three different sets of them, and all of them would move around, or they dented my scope. I just didn't like them at all. Have you had the same experience, Sam?
Well, when we mount scopes on Tikkas, we generally look for a Picatinny rail base, and then that allows us to mount any type of ring that we want. So there's a couple of companies. Warn is one, and EGWguns.com. They make bases in a Picatinny configuration that allow you to mount any ring, a tactical quality ring, basically. And so if you have a Tikka, we highly recommend you go to EGW, you find a pick rail base, and you mount that to your rifle, and then you can pick any ring you like.
Yeah, right on. I agree with that completely. That's actually what I did to one of them. I don't have them anymore because I was doing gun shows at the time, and so I ended up selling them off. Guys wanted them pretty bad, but I wouldn't sell them with those Tikka rings. They were just terrible. The other thing, a couple things, I have ended up, John, with a Beeman. I bought at a pawn shop, actually, for $50 that pushes a little 177 caliber pellet about 1,200 feet per second is what it says. And that little Beeman air rifle is so incredibly accurate. I put a scope on that, and at 30 yards, I'm shooting a 1-inch group with that out of an air rifle, which I am really happy with for this one. And the next statement is, and I'll kind of spiel how, see how you think too, Sam. I know people love these, you know, the strange cartridges and their added ones, and even the stuff like you said, you know, the cartridges that come up and they're the answer to the question that was never asked. I personally feel that if you stay with something, or if you're going to have something, get something that is a more common caliber cartridge, because if the crap ever hits the fan and you're scrounging for ammunition, you will be better off having something that a lot of people had, because better to have something that will go downrange than the most absolutely perfectly accurate cartridge going downrange. That's just my opinion. Like, you know, I like this, the 223, because it's everywhere. Ought-6 is everywhere. 30-30 is everywhere. They all have different usage. 9mm become everywhere. You know, 40 is starting to wane, it seems to me. 45 is everywhere. It's just that, you know, if you're going to have something like that, make sure it's the hobby and not your main thought process on defending your property.
I take a different viewpoint than a lot of people on the something hits the fan scenario. I used to think, oh, have the most common thing you could possibly have, a 308 or a 223 and a 45 ACP. And let's talk about what happened right after Sandy Hook in 2012. All of the wealthy guys bought all of the 45 ACP, all of the 9mm, all of the 223, and all of the 308 out of the distribution chain. I mean, in 3 days, it was all gone. And so that reality kind of woke me up a little bit. And I thought to myself, yeah, I've got a 223 AR, And I've got plenty of ammo set aside for that. Not worried about it. But why would having a 6.5 Grendel be a bad thing? Because then at least I have an option. If I'm out of 223 ammo, there might still be 6.5 Grendel available. And in the 308 scenario, yeah, I have a 308. It's a good gun. Well, why not have a 260 upper or a 243 upper for my AR-10? Why not? Because if all the 308 gets bought out, I still have options. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. I'll tell you this, don't put all your eggs in one basket. My wife and I, we have 9 mils and we have 45s. In our M4s, we have 223s, we have 6.5 Grendels. In our larger mid-range, what you think of as long-range, probably we think of as mid-range, you know, 0 to 1,000 yards, we've got the 308 and the 260. For our long-range guns, we've got the 30 Wolf and the 330 LePou and the 50 Cal. But the reality is this. You can do anything you need to do from a hunting or a tactical situation with four rifles. And those four rifles I would recommend would either be an M4 and 223 or 6.5 Grendel with a piston kit. It would be a gas impingement 308 AR-10 or a 260, 260 improved AR-10. That's your mid-range gun. You've got the 330 LePou or the 30 Wolf if you're a hand loader for a long-range rifle. And then for hard targets, you've got a 50 cal. There isn't anything you'll ever need to do with a gun that you couldn't do with those four guns. Now, if you have 37 guns and you don't have guns that specifically fit those four lanes, my question is, what are you doing? Are you paying attention to Virginia? Are you watching what's going on in this country? Do you know how badly the globalists want to disarm you? Do you know what's coming? Are you prepared? Do you have ammo? Do you have cleaning supplies? Do you have calibers that will work well in various tactical situations? If you don't, maybe you should think about prioritizing. And, you know, that's kind of how I look at those things.
Very well put. I appreciate that. I really do. The one last question I had for you is, in a long range, I mean, up to 1,000 yards kind of a thing, how do you view the 338 Winchester?
Well, when you say 338 Winchester, the question becomes, okay, what twist rate? Because not all 338s are created equally. Can you shoot a 250 grain Lapua Sinar? Do you have enough twist rate to do that? Can you shoot a 285 ELD match or a 300 ELD match bullet through it? Do you have a fast enough twist rate to do that? If so, and you've got integrity between your barrel and receiver joint, and you have a scope that can take the recoil, should be a fantastic long range or what we call a mid-range weapon.
Okay, so let me follow up with that. What is the what would be the twist rate on a 338 that you would be looking for to be able to shoot those bullets?
You're probably going to need minimum a 1 in 10. Probably a 1 in 9 might even be better. Now, with the 250, depending on whether it was button or cut rifled or something, you might be able to get away with a 111. But the other question is, can you suppress it? You got enough barrel there where you can suppress it, or do you have like a sporter barrel that's too small to thread and suppress? Because in a tactical situation, you don't want to shoot anything that's going to put out that kind of flash unless you've got a can on it. It's going to light you up like a Christmas tree. And I tell people, get a flashlight. Go out at night, fire one round, and a second after you fire the shot, turn the light on. Because you'll see the flash, and then when you turn the light on, you'll see this enormous white cloud of smoke that's in front of you that you don't really see in the daytime. But you've got to learn to control muzzle flash and that big white cloud.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's one of the reasons a long time ago I went away from ported pistols, because if you have to shoot them in the dark, in the twilight or dark, you're night blind. You literally, you can't hardly see nothing. You know, I had a 500 Smith & Wesson and a 44 Magnum. Go ahead.
Yeah, the flash is so enormous that you literally lose your eyes lose their night adaptability for 3 or 4 minutes.
Yep, they're terrible. Even something as powerful as that 500 Smith, I thought to myself, you know, I better make sure that the first shot puts whatever it is down, and I got rid of it just for that reason, because in the muzzle blast, I mean, even with I had one with a 4-inch barrel on it, even with earmuffs on, it was enormous. I was just stunned at the muzzle blast of a 500 Smith.
Yeah, and you fire it indoors in a hallway or a stairwell, and it's like somebody dropped a bomb on your head. I mean, it's just shocking to the nervous system. That overpressure is the real deal. And, you know, I tell people, why would you use anything for defensive work that's not suppressed? Now, if you're out eating dinner with your wife and you're concealed carrying, I understand that. You can't suppress that gun. But why would you use anything for home defense that isn't suppressed? Have you ever fired a gun indoors? Do you understand that when someone kicks your door in, you're probably not going to reach for your ear protection first? Do you understand that you lose 190 degrees of situational awareness?
Hold that thought, Sam. We got a break.
It's fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the Internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're down to the last few minutes. Kyle, you got a final comment before we wrap it up here?
Oh, I just appreciate your thinking, Sam. It always expands mine, and I like that. I appreciate it very much. Thanks, John, for having him on, and thank you for being on.
Okay, thank you, Kyle. Well, we're down to the last 3 minutes here. When Tet Offensive began when I was in Vietnam, I had, I think, 8 loaded magazines with M14, 7.62 ammo. and I distributed six of them to my buddies who didn't have enough ammunition. So that was a lifelong wake-up call to me to always make sure I had plenty of ammunition on hand. Being short on ammunition in combat is a very unpleasant feeling, isn't it, Sam?
One of the worst feelings you'll ever have. It's disconcerting, to say the least.
Right, and one would think that the U.S. Army, who is very proud of having the best logistical system on the planet, would be able to provide ammunition, but they couldn't do that for us. But right now, ammunition is plentiful, relatively inexpensive, all things considered, and this is a time to be stocking up on ammunition, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. Stocking up on ammunition, cleaning supplies, spare bolts, spare firing pins, spare extractors, you know, a couple of spare springs. You know, none of that stuff will hurt if things get ugly. But, you know, we can prevent things from getting ugly with things like the Second Amendment Preservation Act. If you live in Missouri, don't write your congressman or senator. Call him. Senate Bill 588, House Bill 1637. If you don't live in Missouri, go to the Freedom Center Facebook page, click on the link, get a copy of that, and send it to your local senator and congressman and tell them you want them to introduce something like this, that you don't want your state to be the next Virginia.
Better still, meet in person with your state rep and your state senator. That would be the best way to present that, as opposed to mailing it through the mail or doing an email, which is even worse.
Yeah, well, you know, email, they don't care. If you start tying up their phones, they start paying attention. If you show up in their office with a copy, then they really, really pay attention.
That's right.
But you need to get involved. Was it Socrates that said that men that don't get involved in politics are destined to be ruled by evil fools? Is that who said that?
I'm not sure, but it's a great quotation regardless of who said it. And we spent 8 years ruled by fools under Hussein Obama. And we finally got a good guy in there. But there's a lot more work to be done, isn't there?
Yeah, if you don't want to be ruled by lesser men and you don't want your children and grandchildren enslaved by lesser men, get involved. Get off square one. Make some phone calls. Stop by the Capitol. Make sure you vote, because we're running out of time. Voting's not going to matter in a little bit. You know, we're not going to go much further down this road where all the voting in the world is not going to fix anything.
That's
so
true.
Get involved now. Let's do it before the violence starts, and let's avoid the violence and get this stuff worked out.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Sam, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Let freedom ring, brother.
All right. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can. Farms, ammunition, every good guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.